Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'll be here with you for the next hour, playing you all kinds of interesting stuff, mostly rock and some blues and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, start out with, there's a lot of great local bands around here, as many of you probably know already, and so I'm going to start with a few bands who are playing out in the next week or so. First, local bands. And first, I have Boston singer-songwriter Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride, radio-friendly version, from her 2016 album, That Shame. She'll be playing Wednesday night at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. So here is Abby Barrett. We'll be right back. We started out with several local bands playing out this week. First, Abby Barrett with Take It in Stride, and she's going to be playing Wednesday night at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. After that, you heard The High End with Wrecking Ball from their EP 100 Proof. The High End will be playing Saturday at the Out of the Blue Gallery in Alston, Mass. Used to be in Cambridge and relocated to Alston. Then you heard Trusty Sidekick with Rosa Negra from their album The Friends of Trusty Sidekick. They'll be playing Saturday night at the Tavern at the End of the World in Charlestown, Mass. Next, I have Lily Black, a pop-punk band from Cambridge, with Burritos from their new EP, Cover It Up. Band has four members, two men, two women, all quite young. And Lily Black will be playing Friday night at Kodo Grill in Salem, Mass.
That. Yeah, that was Nat Freeburg from the Upper Crust, the new soul album called Devil Rockin' Man, from Better Late Than Never EP that he just put out. And people might know him from the Titanics, the Satanics, the Clam Diggers, and that eventually came into being the Upper Crust. Upper Crust has some CDs out. They've been playing for about a quarter of a century. They got a great stuff out there. And basically, you want to probably check it out. I'm just covering for Marion for a few minutes when she takes care of some stuff. And I just want to let you know that basically Marion plays a lot of local music. If you're interested in having her play your stuff, you could contact her through Facebook, Marion Fierro, and she does Rock Under the Radar. She does it here at WMFO on Mondays from 2 to 3. She also does WCAC in Watertown, and she does that on Tuesday nights, excuse me, from, I believe, from 6 to 8. And she does Mark Skin Radio. If you're interested, you're in a band, and you want to get some airplay, you could let us know here at WMFO. You could send it to the different DJs, like On the Town, or Rising with Skybar, or Mike on the Mic. Excuse me. And there's a lot of ways to get your local music played. We do interviews. We have live bands. So we really try to support the local scene. So let me see if I can get her her device to work here. Hold on. I guess not. Well, here she is. Back again. Passing it off to Marion.
I couldn't get your fingers.
That's okay. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. She'll be back with you in 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah, why don't you jump in there?
I will.
Mic's up.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. I had to step out for a moment, and I thank Mike for covering for me. Thank you, Mike Stewart. What did we just hear? Oh, yes, that was Nat Friedberg, right? Yes, Mike told you about that. And he's going to be playing Saturday night, Nat Friedberg and the Devil Rockin' Band, at the Union Tavern in Somerville, and that's the club formerly known as PA's Lounge. Changed the name. I don't know if it's new ownership or anything, but they changed the name. Anyway, where are we? Let's see. Yeah. Okay, and before that, you heard Lily Black with Burritos. And they're playing Friday night at Kodo Grill in Salem. Now I have for you Empty County Band with Die Alone from their 2017 EP, the same name. Empty County are a hard rock alternative group from Bellingham, Mass. Combine a mixture of acoustic and some electric guitar, folk, rock, hard rock, and alternative music. The occasional cover song thrown in. The band plans to release a new album this spring. An Empty County Band will be playing Friday night at the Worthen Attic in Lowell, Mass. So here is Empty County Band with Die Alone.
I
right, as I said, that was Nat Friedberg with, that was the Empty County Band with Die Alone from the 2017 EP of the same name. And Empty County Band will be playing Friday night at the Worthen Attic in Lowell, Mass. And now we'll get some serious guitar time for you. And I'm very happy to have the brand new John Mayall album, which will be released this Friday. Mayall, now 85, is an English musician who had the Blues Breakers starting in the 60s, and we heard lots of great guitarists for the first time in his band, Eric Clapton, Peter Green, Mick Taylor. And on this album, there's lots of musicians, great guitarists guesting on it. And what I have, and the album's called Nobody Told Me, and this is Delta Hurricane featuring Joe Bonamassa.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
All right, you just heard tonight's series, Guitar Time. The first one was from the new John Mayall album, Nobody Told Me, and that's going to be out on Friday, so it's not even out yet. I love that when I get an album that's not out yet. And that was Delta Hurricane with Joe Bonamassa on guitar. And anyone, regular listeners, know, of course, I'm going to play the tune with Joe Bonamassa on it first because I love him, play him all the time. Then after that was, Walter Trout with Something Inside of Me from his brand new album, Survivor Blues. Trout was actually one of the guitarists who played in John Mayall's Blues Breakers back, I think, in the 80s. And then what do we hear? Oh, yes, the local band Special Guests from their soon-to-be-released album, Testing 1-2. Which will consist of covers recorded live, give people an idea of what they sounded like live. Al Pachulis, the songwriter, producer, guitarist for Special Guests, has been in the Boston scene for a long time, and this band has been together off and on for over 40 years. Some changes in members, some have passed on, and that was Heart Turns to Clay, which was recorded live at the Portsmouth Brewery in New Hampshire in 1999 and features Tony Betancourt on lead guitar, Larry Harvey on drums, Dave Karahalis bass and vocals, and Al Pachulis on rhythm guitar and backing vocals. It's an unreleased original song written by Dave Karahalis, and the guitarist Betancourt has also played with Rick Danko and Jim Weider of the band in the past. That was a good one. Good song, good guitar. And now I have something new and local. This is Jones Creek with Back in Them Woods from their new debut EP, Whiskey and Women. Being formed in early 2017 in Gloucester, then in October of that year, Jimmy Bez joined them as lead guitarist. You may remember hearing him on this show as he had the Jimmy Bez Blues Band a few years ago, even while he was still in high school. He was an excellent guitarist. So here is Jones Creek with, and this band's kind of more a Southern rock type of sound. Here's Jones Creek with Back in Them Woods.
Take me home where the flowers glow and the sunsets last forever. I've had enough of city lights suffocating the night sky. The noises deafen me. Take me on where I can't breathe. Even there, instead of smoke.